Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The foreign-owned globalist media tells us there's no evidence of fraud. But John Bounds filed a 15-minute report that's at band.video that lays it all out. We're going to air like 4 minutes of it right now and come back and lay out the latest news on the other side of that. The evidence of fraud ignored. Here it is from John Bound, and we'll be right back.
Well, it's official, America. Joe Biden has just been declared the first blatantly fraudulent president-elect of America.
Joe Biden is now president-elect Joe Biden, and Senator Kamala Harris is now vice president-elect Kamala Harris. It's probably a good time for Republicans to learn how to pronounce her name.
This process has been tainted. And if you taint it for one party, you taint it for the other party. If you taint it for one American, then you taint it for all Americans. And we're not going to stand for this.
What damage do you think that Trump will do between losing the election and the inauguration of Joe Biden? Maybe you didn't phrase it quite that way, but that's how I heard it. And we knew that he would be up to mischief, separate and apart from trying to destroy the credibility of our elections, which we criticize other nations for doing, and now with all enemies, foreign and domestic, making assault on our elections. Well, we have one domestic. But apart from that,
the word transparency gets kicked around a lot, but there is nothing transparent about the disgraceful 2020 election process that blatantly crushed the will of the American people.
And as expected, those votes did indeed close the gap for Joe Biden. Also, the numbers coming out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, went in favor of Joe Biden.
They are still not in compliance. Our votes are being suppressed. We cannot count the votes properly. What's happening is they have moved the barrier up to 6 feet, but they took away the ballot machines that were in the front row and moved them to the back of the building.
The court order is in effect. They will not give us access, and the sheriff has decided not to come down here to enforce that court order.
We're there, supposedly observing, but we can't see. We're further away than I am from you all here, at least 100 feet away from open ballots that go back out of our sight. We can't see them. We don't know what's happening to them. It's just there's no way for us to meaningfully observe the process from where they have us.
Tell us how many ballots approximately went through that process that you had no chance to observe.
Based on the counts that we've heard, it's about 125,000, maybe more.
The mummy, Biden, rose from his slumber to remind the American public of his insolence, fumbling giant words on the teleprompter in front of a crowd of corporocratic ghost jeeps.
I know watching these vote tallies on TV moves very slow, and it's...
Speaking of ghosts, of the many things Biden didn't mention was the overwhelming evidence of a ghost in the machine, as Dominion Software, the second largest seller of voting machines, flooded our national election with glitches favoring Joe Biden.
In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000-vote swing against our candidates. The county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the votes. Since then, we have now discovered that 47 counties use this same software in the same capacity.
And there is also Benford's Law. It has been used in criminal cases regarding election fraud in the United States at the federal, state, and local levels. The law detected ballot stuffing in the 2009 Iranian elections, and the Washington Post reported on the instance of the 2016 Russian election, conforming purposefully to Benford's Law in order to hide vote rigging.
I've been active in this since 1958. That's 62 years. I am the angriest I have been in that entire six decades. You have a group of corrupt people who have absolute contempt for the American people, who believe that we are so spineless, so cowardly, so unwilling to stand up for ourselves, that they can steal the presidency and we'll wring our hands, bring in a few lawyers, and do nothing.
The videos of incidents.
You know what? This is important. I'm going to come back and finish this report on the other side. We've got two big reports.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Message to President Trump coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then I have a report that I'm going to issue. Done a lot of research for it right before we went live today, dealing with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdown and what's going to mean for you and your family. I'm your host, Alex Jones, but I want to explain something. They already had this COVID-19 lockdown cooked up with the Chinese to lock down the world and then to reopen China and have China bankrupt the planet. That was going to be done under Hillary, even if Trump lost. But now they're going ahead with it. It's not based in reality. It's so dangerous. We, the people, must reject it. Let me just show you some of the headlines right now on what's happened with COVID-19. Joe Biden's pandemic plan, mandatory national face mask, quote, paid sick leave, so that anybody that tests positive goes home, even if you're not sick, to, again, have the economy shut down, restoring Obamacare and free COVID test to, again, cause the shutdown. There's a real risk of Third World War being unleashed, the head of the UK military, top general, warns. An interview with Sky TV. In fact, let's grab that interview, guys. With the UK's chief of defense staff, General Sir Rick Carter, has warned that the global economic meltdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic may lead to new security threats, which in turn spark a new world war. And he points out the Third World's already collapsing from starvation from the COVID-19 lockdown, not from COVID-19. And millions have already died, and hundreds of millions are set to starve to death, and that's going to cause huge resource wars in these countries. Empty bellies cause wars. Then that collapses our borders. And then Joe Biden's going to sit back during this global crisis and say, give me all the power. We're going to keep the lockdown in place that causes it. And the left now loves war, loves torture, loves death, doesn't want to leave the Middle East, wants to stay in charge. What a Twilight Zone situation, folks. They couldn't kick Trump out with all the fake hearings and all the Russiagate, so they stole the election. And now the head of the UK military comes out and says, Katie, bar the door. This is going to cause a global meltdown and martial law. In fact, since you guys have Biden up there, I've got several of his clips here. Let's play these frauds. Let's play clip two. President-elect Joe Biden vows to usher in a time to heal in America. Just a few minutes of it. And then Biden pledges to unify, not divide. Let's play that first. Biden pledges to unify, not divide. Then his surrogates are nothing but divide. They don't want the country to exist. And then Biden's message to Trump supporters. Let's play clip three and four before he brought out his Chi-Com agent son, Joe Biden. Talk about American humiliation. This is it. Here it is.
And I'm humbled by the trust and confidence you placed in me. I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
I hate the country's existence.
And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you. And for that is what America, I believe, is about. It's about people. And that's what our administration will be all about.
What a monster.
I sought this office to restore the soul of America, to rebuild the backbone of this nation, the middle class.
Everything he did was to ship our jobs to China. Everything he did was to sell us out. Everything he did was a big joke saying America's never coming back. And now he's like, don't be afraid. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to fix the country. What a con man. What a fraud. While his surrogates just attack the very existence of the country and just try to make you slaves. Let's continue.
Make America respected around the world again.
We'll pause again. Sold out to the entire world. But he's going to make America respected when he doesn't even believe America should exist. Continue.
And to unite us here at home, it's the honor of my lifetime that so many millions of Americans have voted for that vision. And now the work of making that vision is real. Who voted for President Trump? I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself. But now, let's give each other a chance.
Yeah, lower your guards, I can stab you hard. Believe
it's
this liar.
To put away the harsh rhetoric.
Doesn't want your guns.
Lower the temperature.
Want your kids.
See each other again.
Yeah.
Listen to each other again.
Yeah, lay down.
And to make progress.
Well, I take over.
Stop treating our opponents as our enemies.
Oh, yeah.
They are
Nazis.
Not our enemies. They are Americans. They are Americans.
Hear the patriots outside honking?
The Bible tells us to everything there is a season. A time to build, a time to reap, and a time to sow, and a time to heal. This is the time to heal in America.
This deceiver wants you to lower your defenses like in Saving Private Ryan when the Nazi's about to stab the guy to death. He's about to win. He goes, oh, no, I'm your friend. The guy goes, oh, you're my friend. The Nazi stabs him. That's all this is. That's all this is. You don't have to believe me. What I've told you has been almost completely true. I've made mistakes. I've admitted to it. I've been attacked when I admit to it. But I want to just be so honest, I tell you. Cops pull me over. They go, you've been drinking. You had a bad bottle of wine. Boom, you're arrested. Because I'm, like, neurotic about the truth, folks. That guy, because I literally cannot. I'm like George Washington. I wasn't earlier in my life. I did tell a lot of lies, but I'd lie about stuff. Like a girlfriend, like, are you cheating on me? No, honey. You know, my mom, like, did you steal $50 out of my purse? No, mommy, when I was 12 years old. But I haven't told a lie consciously in many years now. That guy spends his whole life lying and lying and lying, and everything he tells you is a lie. And now he wants to sit there and get you to believe him so you'll jump up to the table and say, God, it's scary, he won, but under Stockholm Syndrome, he wants you to Stockholm Syndrome, oh, he's going to be nice to me now. He said that laptop wasn't real. Later he said it didn't matter. He said he didn't want to ban fracking or any oil stuff. He said he wants to ban it all. He said he didn't want your guns. He says ban them all. You know he's a liar. He's an empty, disgusting pus bucket that they're preparing to remove, and then Kamala Harris will probably bring Hillary Clinton in. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. I just know this. Thank God for you, the viewers and listeners. And I mean that. That's not me patting you on the head. You knew what was going down, and you supported us through thick and thin, and now everybody else is shut down, and we're not. And now tonight, we have millions and millions of new listeners tuned in to hear the truth, tuned in to get the truth out. Everybody else fell. Everybody else sold out. Everybody else didn't get it. Everybody else didn't make provisions, but we built the ark. You built the ark. We built this system. This crew built the system. And I salute the crew. I support our radio affiliates, our TV affiliates, our few sponsors, and our supporters that buy the products because you changed the world forever. And whether we're supposed to be like the Alamo and go forward and be destroyed in this fight, or whether we are victorious, it doesn't matter because it's all before God, and God's looking down to see what decisions we make right now. Of course, Biden is the king of Pinocchio. He is the king, long-nosed Pinocchio, but that's okay. He's a slave of evil. He's a joke. His whole family's a joke. Thank God every day you're not Hunter Biden. Thank God he'd be a lone truck driver, barely paying his bills, or a school teacher, or a doctor, or a farmer. As long as you got a connection to God, you got all the wealth of the universe compared to these people, and I want to thank you, and I appreciate you. We're going to come back, and I'm going to hit some other big news. I was coming on with the COVID lockdown part two. And then I've got my emergency message to the president. I've got my emergency breakdown of the COVID-19 lockdown. And then Owen Schroyer's coming in here live. He's live, and he's strong. And he's preparing to deploy on a 4-day trip to D.C. and lead a massive caravan where you can join it. And if you decide to join it, it will send a message to the globalists that they are in deep trouble. Everybody always wanted to march on D.C. It's here. When the chips are down, what are you going to do now? Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Works this way, but it does. You see, there's always predators. There's always people that seek to take advantage of you. And most human civilizations get taken over by them, and they never get off the ground because the thugs destroy them. But other systems get set up, and Western civilization is a great example of that. And over time, though, people begin to resent the guardians of their freedom, and they begin to resent the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the systems that protect them, and they begin to hate those and call for an end to them. They don't care that they've ever been to communist China. They don't care if they've ever been to North Korea. They don't care if they've never been inside the EU bureaucracy. They want America gone because their professor taught them that they got an A+ because they said America shouldn't exist and capitalism was bad. They didn't care that all the big billionaires other than Trump, literally, are tax-exempt offshore and aren't service-based and make money off interest and want you enslaved. They don't care that Bill Joy writes articles about it and Bill Gates writes articles about it. They don't care about opposition research. They don't care about white papers. They don't care about facts. They just believe because the media told them you're going to rule and you're going to get some free stuff because you take over society and you take over the culture. And then they sit back and they go, I'm going to be in charge? Oh, yes. You want to bring in unlimited third world populations? You're smart. Oh, you want to sterilize little boys? You're good. Oh, you want to get rid of the churches of Christianity? You're a winner. And they go, I'm a winner. You know, people tell me, oh, on the street yesterday when I was outside for 4 or 5 hours, different events, people come up and say, F you, Jones. Your leader is out of office. Ha, ha, ha. And I'd be like, well, that's not really true. But they think like persecuting me makes me get upset. Do you know what happened to InfoWars after Trump got elected? Alex Jones basically stopped getting paychecks. I mean, I got some pretty good paychecks. It wasn't the reason I was doing this, but I did like to save some money, take care of all the lawsuits, do everything. But Trump came along, and the days of Alex building this big operation and hiring all this crew and having all this extra money and being able to fund all these other organizations and groups that nobody ever knew about because I didn't want the credit, that all ended. The day I signed on with Donald John Trump, all I got was pain. But I knew that was the way to go. The old World War II saying. Both my grandfathers were in World War II in Europe. My dad's dad always said, oh, I was an army officer, sure, went to A&M. But I was just I managed like food supply and stuff. He never told us he flew 22 missions over Germany, out of North Africa and Italy, and how he got injured, and then the next day his crew went out and they all died, blown up over Germany. Till he died, we got his letters, his manual, and the whole nine yards. But they had a saying then. The other one was a fighter pilot, crashed, almost died in England. My mom's dad. They had a saying, though. They had never radar back then. England had it a little bit limited, but the planes didn't have it. There wasn't satellite back then. They're flying in over Germany. And you know where they knew how to fly? The Germans would put up their guns, their flak guns, the shrapnel guns that go up and explode, inhaling metal. They would encircle the factories, the military bases with guns. And they'd set off these big tar systems to create black smoke. So they flew towards the black smoke and towards the explosions. and they would fly in under orders. Imagine you're ordered to fly in to artillery attacking you, and you fly in and hope you get a shot as best dead reckoning on the map to drop your bombs. So if my grandfather could get in a B-17 as the captain and strap himself in Africa and launch that thing and go in with no radar, no nothing but a compass and point himself towards the gunfire, I can sure as hell do what I'm doing right now, because I've got all these gears, all these tracking systems, all these gauges, all this intel, and we're doing an amazing job thanks to your support. And so the enemy's always like, how you like it getting attacked? You like that? I'm like, well, I don't like it, but I can feel it, because it's right when I'm getting the most attacked that I drop the bombs. And then I could look down and see the explosions below through the black smoke and know I just nailed your dirty ass. And that's what I want listeners to get. Nothing is gained without a fight. Nothing is gained without struggle. No freedom we have is free. None of it. And the minute you start to figure that out, the world gets a lot better from then. You bow down to Bill Gates. You bow down to Jeff Bezos. You bow down to Tim Cook. You bow down to any of these monsters, and all you get's hell, because they've made the selfish, elitist decision that you are scum and you're there to be fed on by them. Now, I love to be on this live show, and I'm live right now at 5:26 Central Time. But right before I went live, before the crew was here, I shot two reports and gave it all I have of the facts on what President Trump needs to do and how he should concede, and how Joe Biden has a martial law plan for you and your family. First, we're going to air my emergency message to President Trump. Only way it gets amplified, only way it gets bat-signaled, only way it gets Paul Revered is you. That's next segment. And then I have Joe Biden's announced martial law plan to bring America to its knees. A foreign army. If it rolled in with tanks and weapons, we'd all get up and kick their ass. But if it's done through the UN, the Democratic Party, to permanently lock us down and claim it's all for masks, and it's all for this virus, we would fall. We must not comply. It's the final assault. It's the takeover, and it's here. And I believe in you. But put pressure on your governors. Put pressure on your legislatures before Joe Biden announces this Tuesday or Wednesday. It's a permanent lockdown, and it's coming. Small businesses will be shut down. The big corporations will be kept open. This is a consolidation of vertical integration, and just don't ever spend money with the big banks again. Don't ever spend money with the big corporations again, because they're vertically integrating you and they're attacking you. And support those local radio stations, and please support InfoWars, and please go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a famous historical t-shirt, get a book, get a film, get a water filtration, get an air filtration, get storable food. We have the best quality. Everything we have is ready to ship. Get your DNA force for you and your children, and your wife, your husband's immune system. Get the Rainforest Plus. Get the body's ultimate turmeric formula. Get vitamin mineral fusion. Get knockout. Get Supernova Vitality. Get X2. They're all incredible products. The new Comet Show. InfoWarsStore.com. Best fish oil. Everything we've got is the highest quality. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Coming up, my emergency message to President Trump. Then, Joe Biden's plan to finally destroy America. Have you learned? It's not hype. Joe Biden is a Chi-Com globalist agent planning to end the country and bankrupt you and make you a financial slave. If you're aware of it, we can stop the operation. Tell folks, tune in. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without a diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources, with other ingredients that clean out the cells that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA4 sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA4's election special. That's going to have to end in a week. We got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, the video is at band.video. It's at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones's emergency message to President Trump, do not concede. There's over 1 million people conservatively on our streams, over 1 million listening on radio stations. That's 2 million people. Conservatively. I love you. I appreciate you're amazing. I appreciate those that brought you here. If you decide to spread this video, the president will wake up and say no. If you don't, we're doomed. Here is the report. Next report is on Obama's minion, Joe Biden's plan for martial law. President Trump, you were about to be approached by Joe Biden and his new COVID-19 commission. They're going to tell you that, sir, you're going to be blamed for the hundreds of thousands of deaths unless you sign on to a new lockdown contact tracing, and even people being taken from their homes and forced inoculations. When you sign on to that, you'll be confirming that COVID-19 was your fault and legitimizing the martial law takedown of this country and the complete shutdown of our economy. This will be the end of the republic, and you, sir, will be known as Benedict Arnold, who allowed it all to happen. President Trump, you survived at least four previous illegal coups. You were illegally spied on during your campaign. Everyone knows about the illegal fraud of Russiagate, Ukrainegate, the fake impeachment, and more. And now the very same corporate media that's so discredited, that's so loathed, that is the enemy of the American people, as you've rightfully said, has announced that you're the loser, and you have rightfully gone to those states where there is overwhelming clear evidence pouring out that there was organized criminal fraud by big city corrupt machines. But your own internal advisors and others are telling you stand down. You're being congratulated by George W. Bush that, oh, you made a good showing, step down. If you do that, they're going to set you up and destroy your legacy and blame you for COVID-19 and then destroy this republic. If you stand up and fight back hard, it is they that will be destroyed, not you and not America. Bill Gates, the United Nations, the Wuhan lab, Fauci are all on record running that facility. And as soon as they knew that you were about to beat the fake impeachment, they rolled out the hysteria and the fear that we witnessed. You took the right action, not knowing how deadly it was, and shut down flights from China. Because their plan all along was to blame you for it. Then once it spread to the United States and began killing Americans, they turned around and said that you were to blame. That's why it's so essential for you now to not concede the election, but to come out with your bully pulpit of the Oval Office and lay out the Newsweek articles and the New Scientist articles and all the documents that Fauci and Gates under Obama's command, before you ever got into office in 2013, 14, and 15, were running the very exact COVID-19 weaponized virus test at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And that when that was made illegal because of protest by the scientific community, it was moved to Communist China at Wuhan. I know the viewers of this emergency video and the White House and even the president are asking, Jones, we know about what happened with COVID and the UN Chinese power grab. Why are you telling us about it? Instead of getting into the election fraud in Pennsylvania, the election fraud in Georgia, the election fraud in Michigan and Nevada and Arizona, why, Jones, are you covering COVID? Because, sir, I want you and your advisors to know what they're planning to do to drive you from office before January 20th. And how they're planning to then blame you for COVID-19 that's been their plan all along. If they're able to trick you, then your legacy and all your supporters will be irrevocably connected to the COVID-19 deaths, and the American people will be persecuted, and Americanism itself will be demonized, connected to the Wuhan virus, which is a Chinese communist bioweapon. Joe Biden, who's already had the entire corporate media blaming you, President Trump, and the American people for COVID-19, with all of their testing and all of their hysteria and all their false positives, they're going to come out and form, early this week, Joe Biden's new coronavirus task force. That task force made up of UN, Bill Gates, Chi-Com operators like Fauci and others, will call for an extended, undefined lockdown, face masks for at least two more years, and a shutdown of the economy as well as forced inoculations as soon as they're ready. Then they will demand that you, who is still president, elected under the Constitution, implement these plans. If you do not immediately agree, they're going to say the 260,000+, most of them deaths, as you know, from something else, are on your watch and are on your head, and that you are guilty of this under the 25th Amendment and are not fit to be the president of the United States. They want to further discredit you, not just with this fraudulent election, but to certify that fraudulent election by having your own cabinet remove you under the 25th Amendment because you don't follow the recommendations and orders of Joe Biden's new globalist COVID-19 task force. And here's the problem. If you follow the lockdown, they will put your name on the coming depression in the United States and blame you for all the previous deaths, saying later you actually admitted that you were the one behind it all. Again, if you don't sign on to it, you've got to come out and expose Fauci, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, and all of them in Oval Office addresses. And that is the only path to stop them. They're going to have Jared Kushner approach you. They're going to have others come to you and say, listen, we're ready to make a deal, Trump. We won't destroy your legacy. We won't blame you for COVID. But you've got to admit you were wrong. And you've got to do what Biden says. And you've got to let us take control. President Trump, the mainstream media has choreographed all of this. They have fraudulently blamed you for COVID-19. The American people do not believe it. They know the truth. They elect you overwhelmingly. And so this new fifth coup of election fraud is designed to take you out. If you comply, if you, quote, take the olive branch of the neocons and Mitt Romney and George W. Bush and say, okay, I'll follow the recommendations of President-elect Joe Biden to lock things down, to wear the mask, to take inoculations, and for contact tracers, they will then turn around later and admit that you were repudiated and the deaths were your fault and legitimize the persecution of your supporters. Mr. President, I know you care about America, and I know you stood against their four previous coups, but now this fifth coup needs your mettle will to say no, hold the course, and let all the election fraud now being documented come out so the American people have a chance to rally behind you and to come to your aid and their own aid and save the Republic. We are waiting for leadership. We need the address from the Oval Office. We need you to reconfirm in the face of Fox News and the other sellout traitors that you are never going to concede to fraud and sell out the election system in this country. We know you're our champion, and we stand behind you. President Trump, you have rightfully pointed out the statistics from the UN itself, that the lockdown was too intense, so strong, and has already caused millions to die, and tens of millions are on the verge of starvation. You have come out and pointed out that you can never defeat a virus by staying locked up in your house, and that only herd immunity and therapeutics is the answer. And now, President Trump, we have the head of the UK military, their Secretary of Defense, their chairman of their Joint Chiefs, of their defense staff, General Sir Nick Carter, coming out and saying this lockdown could trigger World War III, and there's an extreme danger of it, and that another lockdown is not needed. Mr. President, we need you to point out the millions that are starving to death, the collapse of borders, and what this is doing to good governance around the world. The big mega banks, the big corporations, want to have a crisis to consolidate control. They want to destroy middle classes. You've been a champion of the middle classes, and we need you to come out in daily Oval Office announcements behind that resolute desk and be the true commander-in-chief. America is really concerned that you've only been seen two times since the election fraud of November 3rd. Only you can call out the people of America to support you and to peacefully stand against this tyranny. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. For all of you watching, not just the White House and law enforcement and security agencies around the world, I also want to encourage you to remember, despite the fact that big tech censorship has basically silenced everyone else's voice, we're still on air at Infowars.com/show and band.video. And we're going to be making major announcements later this evening about massive caravans from all corners of the United States descending on Washington, D.C. in the next few days, led by Infowars.com, and more action we're about to take. Mr. President, we don't just have your back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Information to scare you. I respect you and I believe that you deserve to know the truth of what we're facing. President-elect Joe Biden, who has been announced by the corporate media and all the big banks and the Chi-Coms to be our new president despite all the fraud, is openly preparing a task force in his own press releases that is calling for an endless permanent lockdown, endless face mask, COVID-19 tracking and tracing, and forced inoculations. I'm about to lay out this information for you and your family. When Joe Biden says he wants love and reconciliation, remember that everything he's told you previously is a giant, bald-faced lie. And remember, the establishment, the most corrupt corporation in the world, are steamrolling him to install him as the first dictator of the United States.
Now is when the real work begins. The hard work, the necessary work, the good work, the essential work to save lives and beat this epidemic.
The UK's Chief of the Defense Staff, General Sir Nick Carter, has warned that the global economic meltdown caused by the COVID-19 lockdown pandemic may lead to new security threats, which in turn may spark a new world war. First off, on this emergency Sunday night transmission, let me show you an article posted on Infowars.com with direct links to the Ministry of Defense in the UK. There's a real risk of Third World War being unleashed, top UK general says. And he says because of the COVID-19 lockdowns, their Secretary of Defense, It's already starved millions to death, and it's already triggering giant wars in the third and first world that could escalate very easily in a domino effect into World War III. Well, it just so turns out the communist Chinese and others are on record with Bill Gates admitting that they're trying to lower the world's carbon footprint and destroy everybody else's industries who lock down because they're good guys and want to defeat the virus, and then only communist China and the globalist holdings are left operating.
The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places.
The individuals that Joe Biden is nominating for his COVID-19 task force are on record working for Bill Gates and the UN, and they openly admit they want forced inoculations, contact tracers, and individuals that come to your home and even break up your family and take you away to COVID centers. This isn't some nightmare science fiction movie. This is the reality of what's happening. And Bill Gates is on record just a few weeks ago saying the lockdown's going to last 10 years until you go back to normal. Remember it was going to be 15 days because the hospitals were full, but they weren't? Then it'd be 2 months, then it'd be 6 months, then it'd be 2 years, then it'd be 5 years, and now they're telling you it's forever.
The only way we'll get completely back to normal is by having not the first generation of vaccines, but eventually a vaccine that is super effective and that a lot of the people take and that we get the disease eliminated on a global basis. That is where we can finally start taking all the problems that have been created in education, mental health, and start to build back in a positive way.
It's not COVID-19 that's triggering global starvation. It's not COVID-19 that's triggering a global depression. It's not COVID-19 that experts believe could trigger a new world war that have already started countless conflicts. It is the lockdown used, built around the fraud of COVID-19. The empty hospitals they said were filled. All the people that died of other diseases they put in the COVID column. The fact that most of the tests are false positive and the rate of infection increases while the rate of death stays very, very small. They told us 5% of the population will be dead. They told us 2.5 million, then 2.3 million Americans will be dead. They told us 500,000 Brits will be dead. None of it was true. It was part of putting us under a martial law system ahead of taking out nation states run by populists and nationalists like Donald Trump, Bolsonaro, and others. So let that sink in that the head of the UK military is coming out and admitting that the COVID-19 lockdown is bringing our world towards total destruction.
How worried are you that the global economic crisis brought on by coronavirus could lead to new security threats, potentially even war?
Yes, I mean, I think, you know, we're living at a moment in time where the world is a very uncertain and anxious place. And, of course, the dynamic of global competition is a feature of our lives as well. And I think the real risk we have with quite a lot of the regional conflicts that are going on at the moment is you could see escalation lead to miscalculation. So what that means is that the protagonists, either because they don't realise the implications of their actions, lead to an escalation, which means that more people perhaps get involved, more weaponry gets involved, and before you can contain it, it leads to the sides ending up in a full-blown war. And if you look back at the last century, before both world wars, I think it was unarguable that there was escalation that led to the miscalculation, which ultimately led to war at a scale we would hopefully never see again.
Now, here's where President Trump comes in. Joe Biden is forming his new commission made up of a bunch of Bill Gates and UN alumni that are going to blame President Trump for what happened with COVID-19, despite the fact that UN admits they helped cover up the fact that China is where COVID-19 came from, and that's where the initial spread took place. Joe Biden's transition team today released a nightmare list of information to MarketWatch about what they're planning to do. In it, they say we're going to have a quasi-permanent lockdown that they turn up and dial back whenever they want. But we've all got to have a federal mask mandate, even wear masks in our houses, that contact tracers will be coming into our homes, and that forced inoculations are about to take place. But because those inoculations, they admit, won't work because you can't get antibodies for COVID-19 because it's such an alien virus they've engineered, that permanently you're going to have to stay in your home when they say so.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan I've been talking about for months, already laid out, a national mandate mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things, as President Obama just said, that should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
They're now coming out and saying President Trump is to blame for COVID-19, hoping he doesn't challenge it. Saying that if Trump doesn't give control 70-plus days before he leaves office to Joe Biden, he will be blamed for any future COVID deaths. Even if President Trump does that, they're going to turn around and say, see, he admits he's wrong. His previous response was bad. It's his fault. If he does turn over the administration, which no president's ever done, months early, it sets an incredibly dangerous precedent as well. And now Trump will be signing his legacy on to the endless lockdown and the depression and the worldwide collapse that's being engineered by the globalists to consolidate power and control on record. And then they're still going to blame Trump and say he's the one to blame. The only path out of this is the hardcore steel truth that'll smash through their lies. And that's that Fauci and the UM of Bill Gates cooked this up. They released it. They created the fear. They got it in the United States. They hyped it up. They exaggerated it. They created the hysteria. And now they intend to never turn loose of the weapon they released. And they're going to blame the populist president they launched it on for being the one that allowed it to take place. That is true destruction and inversion of the truth, and it must be rejected because this is a trillion times bigger than President Trump. This is about all of our lives and our future and stopping this medical big pharma tyranny takeover that's happening now. Don't believe me. Go to InfoWars.com and read the quotes from Biden's new UN-backed COVID-19 task force. And above his comments, I have my own comment. Here's what I had to say.
If you want to have a martial law takeover, you want to use medical systems to do it because those are the most respected, and studies show people will submit to that more. Then you create a man-made virus that spreads very well, that's not very deadly, but that reinfects. And then you announce that no one can ever have their freedoms back until it's totally eradicated and that you take the vaccine. Then they tell you, sorry, the vaccine's never going to work either. So you just got to have restrictions of where you go and what you do forever with these apps that control and track your whole life, the social credit score. And that's the takeover. Then they start announcing, but we are going to send contact tracers to your house and take you away if you don't submit to the medical protocols we're going to carry out that don't even protect you. That's a total takeover plan they can turn on and turn off for every election for total control.
InfoWars has the biggest audiences right now we've ever had, despite the censorship, and I'm not happy about that. People are tuned in because we predicted they steal the election from Trump. We predicted forced inoculation. We predicted contact tracers in films I made 13 years ago because we're going off the globalist own plans. So, President Trump, you must address from the Oval Office this fraud. You must take on Fauci. You must take on Gates. I know they're coming to you and saying, we won't blame you for the deaths. We'll protect your entire legacy if you roll over to us. But they want to destroy the American people's legacy, and they're going to betray you. You know they've been lying about you for 5 years. You know they're frauds. And the only way out of this is for you to not concede and to expose these criminals now more than you've ever done. Only you can cut through the censorship and propaganda. Only you can awaken the sleeping giant, and now is the time. Because they are, again, in all these news articles announcing permanent lockdowns, forced inoculation.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.